Welcome back, Guadalupe. I'm Calm Professional Female, and today we're exploring stories, the shapes they take, the work they do, and the surprising ways they influence how we understand ourselves and one another. Stories can seem almost too familiar to study. We tell them over dinner, hear them in songs, follow them in novels and films, and quietly construct them whenever we explain how something happened. Yet beneath that familiarity lies a remarkably powerful human tool. A story can preserve an experience, carry a warning across generations, give meaning to a confusing event, or invite us to imagine a life very different from our own. As we explore the subject, it may help to listen on two levels. First, there is the visible story, the characters, setting, conflict, choices, and consequences. Then there is the deeper level, what the storyteller emphasizes, what remains unsaid, whose perspective guides us, and what the story asks us to believe or feel. Even a simple anecdote contains decisions about where to begin, which details matter, and when to stop. We'll also consider how stories change as they travel. A tale told aloud may shift with each teller. A personal memory can become clearer in some places and less certain in others. A familiar plot may cross languages, cultures, and centuries while taking on new meanings. These changes do not necessarily weaken a story. Often, they reveal why people continue telling it. You don't need any special literary background for this exploration. Curiosity is enough. As you listen, you might bring to mind a story that has stayed with you. Perhaps a family tale, a childhood favorite, a historical account, or something a friend once told you. Ask yourself not only what happened in it, but why that particular telling endured. Because every story is more than a sequence of events. It is also a choice about attention. This person, this moment, this consequence. And that leaves us with an inviting question to carry forward. When we shape events into a story, how does the story begin to shape us in return?